Minute interview.
Why? That's a good question. So I think that growing up, there's always sort of a kind of the grass is greener complex of growing up in a place and seeing like pictures or movies from somewhere else and thinking that life is so much better somewhere else. So talking to a lot of you guys, I hear you, like a lot of people from France talk about like New York or Japan, but for a lot of people in the US, it's France, it's Europe. So I grew up with kind of that grass is greener here complex, and I was always my dream to move here. So it's been really a pleasure to come here, and even if things are not always perfect, or in some ways like the grass isn't always that much greener, it's still a pleasure to get to live here. And yeah, it's been really nice.
Hello, my name is Raina. Is it difficult to learn French?
At first, yeah. I mean, I started when I was 14, so in the troisième. And at first, I only really took French because I wanted to be like cool and different. And like where I'm from, everyone speaks Spanish. So I'm like, I'm gonna speak French because I thought that it'd be super cool and like, I don't know, like edgy. But I took it all through high school. So for us, high school is troisième to terminale. In my last year of high school, I went to France for the first time. My cousin, I have family in Europe, and my cousin was getting married in Malta. So I made it out here, and I passed through France, and I realized that I actually really like it. So I took it more seriously, and throughout university, I did my bachelor's degree, so my licence was taught in French. So it was definitely hard at first to like take like business classes in French and like try to fit in with that. But I'd say yes and no. I'd say it depends on your expectations and how much you're willing to work for it. For me, it was definitely hard but fun.
My name is Iman. What do you like the most in France?
That's a good question. I think that in France, I really like the sort of mentality of a work-life balance. I feel like one thing about the US that I'm not too keen on is that most people, well, not most people, but a lot of people really do live for work. So it's sort of like the culture to work like a good 40, 50 hours per week. And to, if you're not like actively working, it's kind of like not looked at the best. And one thing about France that I love is that, not to say that people don't take their work seriously and aren't like passionate, but there's like a much stronger work-life balance. Like I feel like people here tend to be able to live their life out of work with as much or more passion than in work, which I feel like is quite rare in the States.
Are you going to stay in France?
For the long term? That depends. I definitely, you know, it's kind of weird. Like it's definitely, it'd be sad for me to say to leave France forever. But at the same time, it'd also be sad for me never to go back to LA. So I feel like in a perfect world, I could do like maybe like six months, you know, but we'll see where life takes me.
What are the difference between America and French?
Well, there's loads. Do you have any like specific, like in terms of like food, culture, my hobbies, like things that I did back in the US versus what I do in France, or like the differences of like hobbies people generally do in the US versus in France, or things that I personally did in the US versus here in France?
US versus in France.
Okay, well, if I understood right, I think that in the US, hobbies are, it's pretty similar in terms of what hobbies people do, but depends where you're from too. Like, I mean, it's more like a geographical thing, but in Saint-Étienne, like obviously there's like not so much like surfing, for instance, while in Los Angeles, like a lot of people surf for hobby. So I think it's more of a geographical thing than cultural, but that's just what I've noticed.
What do you want to do later?
Great question. So I'd love to do something in nonprofits. I'd be really keen to either do a master's or to work in somewhere that I could be actively giving back, because for me, I kind of see it like, so I need to be working, but like, what can I do to be working and supporting myself, but also doing something that actively gives back to the community and to the world? So for me, like in a perfect world, I would have like my little, I would like to open a little nonprofit coffee shop where the proceeds are given to support communities in countries that were formerly colonized, especially countries that are producing coffee is kind of like my dream. But we'll see if that, how that turns out. That are producing coffee is kind of like my dream. But we'll see if that, how that turns out.
Minute interview.